This is regarding something that I think a lot of people in Canmore are excited about, this potential new apartment complex that the Coast Hotel would like to build. Mayor Borman, you were saying off air that it's been a really long time since we've actually had something like this come to Canmore, isn't it?
Yeah, there hadn't been a private sector market rental apartment building project since before I moved to Canmore more than 40 years ago. So it's great to see the private sector stepping up and saying, well, you know, there's this need and we'd like to try to identify it. Whether it's the right project in the right location, I mean, that hasn't been finally decided, but the public hearing tonight will help. We will get some public input.
More specifically, this public hearing is about some land use changes. So it's creating a district all to itself, a direct control district for the apartment site behind the hotel. It would lower parking requirements depending upon the final size of the building. It would also increase the height of the building beyond what is allowed in our land use bylaw. Another thing is there is some wording in there to connect the lessening of parking requirements with it remaining rental. One of the biggest issues is there's no way to guarantee that it will remain rental and not be...
Like the Coast Hotel saying it's going to remain rental, but who knows what's going to happen 15 years from now or whatever, right?
We don't want to see it then condominiumized.
When the project or the proposal came to council for first reading, there was quite a bit of discussion around those concerns because we have been asked to change the height allowance and parking requirements. And in fact, within the Bow Valley Trail zone, you can't have a building that's 100% residential. So that's another change that was requested. So council recognized that there were some big asks for changes to make this project work and wanted some sort of certainty that if this was approved, they would be the rental product that would meet the need that we've been trying to meet.
We basically don't want a bait and switch.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course. But I'm sure the Coast Hotel is acting in good intention as well. I mean, they're local folk that really understand our needs as well.
And if you take the time to read through their report in their submission, there's a lot of detail there to the research they've done into long-term rental as a market. One of the reasons behind the higher roof height is that the individual apartments would have 9-foot ceilings instead of 8-foot ceilings. It's these kinds of things that they're pushing for to attract the kinds of tenants they want. This is not staff housing, employee housing. They're specifically targeting people who want to live for years.
So the public hearing is an opportunity for the public to have their say, obviously. What time does it get going tonight?
That's at 6 o'clock this evening, Rob, in council chambers. People can come and get an overview from administration and the applicant on the project and then have their say.